It is time for your KORN News Radio Sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Travis Krenz. Twins offense finally woke up yesterday. It took a 10 a.m. start as the Twins beat the Red Sox 8-1 on Patriots Day out in Boston. Jorge Polanco and Kyle Garlick had two early two-run home runs to put the Twins in front 4-0. Then Polanco would add a two-run single as the Twins would score four runs in the eighth inning. Also, with Gio Urshela would have three singles for Minnesota. Dylan Bundy picked up his second win of the year. He gave up just one run over 5 1/3. As the Twins, they start a three-game series tonight in Kansas City. 7-10, the first pitch versus the Royals. Major League Baseball from last night. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit his first home run as a Dodger last night against his old team, the Braves. As the Dodgers, they defeat Atlanta last night 7-4. Dodgers, they've now won seven straight. Manny Machado had a two-run home run and three hits for San Diego. Also, the Padres' Sean Manaea pitched six innings as he gets the win. 4-1 over Cincinnati. Cincinnati, they've now lost seven in a row. Meanwhile, for the Padres, they've extended their Major League record with 12 straight games to start the season without an error. Christian Yelich hit a grand slam for the Brewers, his first home run of the season, as Milwaukee defeats the Pirates 6-1. Colorado over Philadelphia 4-1. And the Cubs, they defeat Tampa Bay 4-2. Rookie Seiya Suzuki extended his hitting streak to 9 games for the Chicago Cubs. Houston's Yordan Alvarez, he had two home runs last night for the Astros, four RBIs. After missing the past five games because of COVID protocols, Astros defeat the Angels 8-3 in the home opener in Houston. And in the home opener for Oakland, the Athletics, they defeat Baltimore 5-1. Mike Trout, he was out of the lineup for the Angels at Houston last night, so one day after being hit on the left hand by a pitch. An MRI on Monday was negative for a fracture, so Mike Trout should miss just a few games with that left-hand injury. Three postponements yesterday across Major League Baseball out of bad weather out in the Northeast. Arizona's game at Washington was postponed. They'll make that up today. Also, the Mets and Giants were postponed, and Chicago and Cleveland never got underway because of rain last night. Pitcher Jake Arrieta, one of the key pieces of the Cubs' 2016 World Series championship team, announced his retirement yesterday. Arrieta is 36 years old, had a 7.39 ERA last year for the Cubs and the Padres. He finishes his career with 115 wins, 93 losses, and an ERA just under 4 over 12 major league seasons. Boston manager Alex Cora says the Red Sox will be without some of their players next week for a series in Toronto. On Monday, Cora announced that catcher Kevin Plawicki and two staff members tested positive for COVID, and he says he also expects to be without multiple unvaccinated players. Starting pitcher Tanner Houck said Sunday he's not vaccinated against COVID, so he will not pitch during the four-game series at Toronto that starts on Monday. He was in line to be the Game 2 starter. In order to enter Canada, the Canadian government requires you to have at least a second COVID vaccine or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson shot at least 14 days prior to entry into the country. With a look at your sports here on this Tuesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz.